A Wellington park that's turned into a trouble spot is getting a makeover in a bid to improve safety and stomp out antisocial behaviour. Council is slashing close to 50 car parks as part of the change. Rosie Gordon and cameraman Angus Drever have the story.
Te Aro Park sits in the middle of the city, a green space between Lambton Quay and Courtney Place. It's a thoroughfare for foot traffic, but in recent years, its reputation's gone downhill. Now it's a spot well known for antisocial behaviour and crime. Tate Burge owns Swimsuit, a popular cafe that sits on the park's perimeter.
Yeah, I have to confront a few people quite often for situations outside, where they're making customers feel uncomfortable or kind of trying to have a go at a staff member or something like that.
He's hopeful an urban design plan aimed at improving safety actually works.
It's quite cool to see like an actual quite big change that is going to change the kind of way that people use the space around here.
The redesign will see the footpath widen on the northern side of Dixon Street with wooden decking and planter boxes. Some parks will be turned into outdoor dining areas for hospitality, but that will come at a cost to drivers. 30 car parks will be removed.
We work with the businesses to make sure that the loading zone won't be affected. We are providing short-term parking for people that they want to grab a coffee in the morning. They still can do that.
Wellington City Council Urban Design Manager Faz Zamani says the removal of car parks is essentially a physical decluttering aimed at making it easier to spot risky behaviour.
Providing more visibility helps our CCTV operators to see the area better. Also, it creates passive surveillance for the businesses and people who are in the businesses to see what's happening in the park.
The makeover is part of the Poneki Promise, a joint effort by police, the council and businesses to deal with safety concerns that have cropped up in the capital. First Retail is one of the organisations involved. Managing Director Chris Wilkinson is confident the changes to the park's design will cut out bad behaviour by encouraging more people to come in.
It's what we call it is capable guardianship. So a much broader audience of people into those areas, and that in itself helps moderate antisocial behaviour significantly.
But park users we spoke to weren't keen on the changes.
I would rather have the car parks. I make use of them. The places I frequent, yeah, this is a convenient place to park.
If anything, I'd like to see more regular security and police around this area. This is actually, when it's dark, I've had three fights just walking from the gym back up here.
Latest police data shows 271 people have been victims of crime this year alone in the central Wellington area. 59 of those were acts intended to cause injury. And in February, a pedestrian died here on Dixon Street after being hit by a car in the early hours of a Saturday morning.
A shooting on Dixon Street put the area back in the spotlight at the end of April. Councillor Jill Day says the changes are necessary.
There have been crime issues, but there's also just, it's not an easy space to operate in, and I think it's important that people do have the space and that the place is safe.
Ms Day believes an increase in short-term social housing is a factor, but she rejects the idea the makeover is aimed at pushing those people to other parts of the city.
There will still be space here for them. It's a beautiful big park area, so there's space for people to be here. And obviously with our community centre in Te Wahi Awhena and people's homes that are here at the moment, they are still very much part of this space in this place, and we really do want to make sure that we are being welcoming.
Plans are also underway to remove Te Aro Park's public toilets, which don't meet crime prevention through design standards. Construction work on the rest of the park's makeover starts in early July.